This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Birds have started migrating over Colorado. The state veterinarian, Maggie Baldwin, says initial predictions thought there would be a rise in avian flu cases, but so far that hasn't happened.
There are some states that are seeing more affected flocks than we are right now, but we haven't. We've just seen a handful of backyard cases over the last couple months.
This strain of the avian flu is not known to spread to humans, but wildlife officials say people should avoid eating products from contaminated chickens. A lawsuit over the death of an intellectually impaired incarcerated man against Mesa County and a health provider has been settled for $2 million. CPR's justice reporter Lucretia Wembley has more.
Thomas Buford lived at a group home for seriously impaired individuals with intellectual disabilities. He was arrested for a minor assault after becoming agitated one day. According to the lawsuit, the Mesa County Detention Center took poor care of him and he died of a seizure after not taking his medication in 2014. In addition to the settlement, Mesa County says it is now teaching staff how to handle impaired inmates. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
A U.S. soldier from Colorado Springs died last week when two Army helicopters collided in Alaska. 28-year-old Kyle McKenna was one of three soldiers killed in the crash. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Army officials will visit that site today. You're listening to CPR News. More news at CPR.org.